She began playing piano at the age of 5 and made her first performance with a symphony at 12 years old. But Margarita Shevchenko doesn't consider herself a child prodigy.
Well, it depends what country. Well, in Russia, it certainly wouldn't be considered as a child prodigy because they're, you know, pretty good established piano school. And at that age of 12, is, you know, a lot of kids played with orchestras. I would say Russian school is more traditional. You know, it has more, these schools is not like mostly private teaching.
Rather. As it is here in the States.
Correct, yeah. So it's more, I would say, more structured. So if you would want your child to be in a music school, you just take the child to the music school. And from the city where I come from, in my city, in Perm, in Urals, there are actually about 9 music schools just in my city.
Shevchenko burst onto the piano scene by winning the prestigious International Chopin Competition in 1990, and that Chopin connection has naturally remained throughout her career.
Oh, absolutely. I would say a big chunk of my repertoire and overall, you know, working with my teacher as well in Moscow was devoted to Chopin, because that competition requires a lot of music to be presented for the judges. So, yes, and I enjoyed it the most. My teacher was excellent. She was the legendary, you know, Chopin interpreter. And so I was lucky, yes. After learning all this big repertoire, pretty much, you know, I was pretty sad for the rest of the repertoire, because Chopin is like a fundamental composer for a pianist to have.
At Thursday's concert in Old Town Lansing, part of the Absolute Chamber Music series, Shevchenko will naturally be playing music by Chopin, including the 3rd piano sonata, which we're hearing a bit of right now. However, in conversations with Absolute's founder, Richard Sherman, about the program, it almost didn't have any Chopin at all.
I mentioned that I do have some Scriabin in my repertoire, and he said he actually suggested to do a full Scriabin recital. And I wasn't really sure about that, because Scriabin can be difficult for some audiences, maybe I would say not Russian audiences. So I thought this combination would work really well, because there are a lot of connection between these two composers. So we decided to do one half Scriabin and one half Chopin.
International Chopin Competition winner and new artist faculty member of the MSU College of Music, Margarita Shevchenko plays a recital program of Alexander Scriabin and Frederic Chopin this Thursday night at Urban Beat on Turner Street in Old Town Lansing. This is the 3rd of the 4 concerts in the Absolute Chamber Music series this year. Tickets and more information are available at absolutemusiclansing.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.